Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Laird Veach is the new athletic director at Memphis, and Jeff is back. He's returned because he needs to get his 2 cents in on Laird Veach. Jeff, what do you think?
Well, I got my 2 cents in. People can go over to the Daily Memphian and read all about it, Q&A with him. He's just an impressive guy, honestly. Like, I was talking to someone who knows who I would say knows college athletics very well, and call him a freaking stud. And I was able to catch up with him. And he came in. It started a couple weeks ago. This whole thing started evolving a couple weeks ago. And rental cars. And hold on one second. And we were looking for the rental car return place. We're at the airport in Logan now. So started a couple weeks ago. He then met with President Rudd. They had a good conversation, and then earlier this week, he came in with his four kids, snuck in under cover of night with his four kids, and sized up the place and signed on the dotted line. And so, I think people in Memphis are thrilled, and I do think that I know people at the university are thrilled, and I think that honestly, it says something about the program. It says something about two things. A, the program, Laird Veach made the point to me that the momentum of the University of Memphis is a big appeal. Like, you look where the basketball program is, you look where the football program is, and then you look where the conference is, and you get a real sense of momentum, which is, again, these words never used to be connected with the University of Memphis. So, like, this is a good get. It's a really good get. And the other thing is, honestly, there were people who would, during all of this, you know, the last couple of years, there were people who were would say how difficult the University of Memphis is a place to work, and Tom Bowen is a miserable place to work, and, you know, because clashing with David Rudd and whatnot. And I will just say that anyone will tell you that the key to having a good athletic department, A, is being in the Power Five, but beyond that is having a president who cares. And I do think it's just impressive that he was able to get this. I mean, it was Laird Veach made the point to me that the whole thing was handled in an incredibly first class fashion from the beginning to the end, and that it was handled like a coaching search. Honestly, the fact that nobody got this story until the university broke it themselves, I think is sort of testament to sort of a well run. You know, we'd rather break it, but I think it's testament to a well run search. And so you never know how these things will play out, and, you know, Mike Norvell could leave, and at some point the next hire, who knows? You never know what way. And there are obviously huge challenges for the athletic department, but you could not be, people in college sports could not be more impressed by what Memphis pulled off here.
So what did you take away from your one-on-one, well, or your Q&A or whatever?
The other good thing about talking to him is you just get a sense, and again, it's just a preliminary sense, but I thought Tom Bowen did a fundamentally good job at the University of Memphis, particularly cleaning up the mess that he inherited, and he hired really good people, and there's a lot of really good people over there, and people who have come through there. But the one thing that Tom wasn't was great with the community. It's just not – he just wasn't. You knew that. He was kind of a prickly – he was like Ren Baker filled that role for him when Ren Baker was here, right? And talking to Laird Veach, you get a lot of sort of Ren Baker quality in a certain sense of, like, he knows how to talk to people, and he's going to be really good in the community. And everyone says their place is different because you have to connect with the community. I do actually think that's true in Memphis. I really do think it's a place where you have to connect with the community. And that's really all I can get. I can't know anything about his organizational skills or his hiring ability or whatever else. How could we possibly? And because he's never been an AD, he's never been the lead guy before. No one can know that. But those things will be revealed over time. But you do get a sense, and even what he said, if you go look at the reading the Q&A, that relationships are at the core of what he does and why he likes college sports. Obviously, a former linebacker at K-State was, he said, too slow, too small linebacker at K-State. But you get a sense that he's a warm guy who's going to connect easily with people. And I think that's important in Memphis, but it's also, it's one of the things that his predecessor didn't do as well, even though, again, I thought his predecessor did a very good job, broadly speaking, at the university.
Do you know if he had the chance to talk to Penny and Norvell?
Yes. Yes.
What did he take from the Q&A?
It's in the Q&A.
I did read it, but I'm asking you the same question.
Oh, you've forgotten. Oh,
well, we're the listeners.
You're setting it up. You're asking as a, you're priming the pump. Right. Yes. You know the
it's
answer.
It's a softball question, Jeff. You should know
exactly.
It there, too.
Right. I apologize. I should have known better, Drew. Yes. He talked to both when he came in. He said it's one of the reasons he took the job. You know, is you've got two coaches in place who have it all going on, and you might expect it. He said he had lunch with Mike Norvell, and he said Mike, yeah, I understand that someday he may leave. Like, you never know. Like, it's that's part of the job of being an AD is retaining coaches and trying to retain coaches. He said, but Mike made the point, and what seemed to be a very very genuine point. That he loves it here, that he sees the potential of the place, he's in no hurry to go anywhere, and I believe that to be true. So it doesn't mean he won't go anywhere ever, but that he actually does really like it here. And I think Laird Veach, the arrival, the presence of Laird Veach, will make it more attractive for someone like Mike Norvell. He, among other things, it's interesting that they hired, he's not a football guy, he's a college guy, right? He's got all kinds of experience in all different realms, but he was a football player, you know? And so any fear that the football program is going to be lost in the glare of the Penny Hardaway basketball program, which I think is a fear that some have had. I think this helps allay that fear a little bit, helps assuage that fear, because I think, they hired a guy who came up through football and believes in the significance of football to an athletic department, even though he clearly acknowledges that, you know, basketball is traditionally been where Memphis' bread is buttered. So, he met with both of them, liked them both, obviously, but he wouldn't tell me if he didn't, but he liked them both. You can imagine, like, you look at the pluses of this job. Those are two of the enormous pluses of this job, right? The new TV contract is another one of the pluses of this job. And so this job, in the same way that the football job used to be one that you sort of couldn't give it away. The AD job at Memphis is a much better job than it was 10 years ago, and this hiring speaks to that. And it's because of the work that was done, actually, by Justin Fuente and by Mike Norvell and by Penny Hardaway and by David Rudd and by Tom Bowen. They have made this a better job, a job where you're able to hire someone like Laird Veach, whereas I don't think you would have been able to get a guy like this 10 years ago. So I think it speaks to the strength of the program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.